Welcome back to the Roll Less Taken. I am Graham, and I am joined by some delightful people. Let's meet the delightful people.
I'm a delightful person, and my name is Em, and I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing the glorious Sean, who also uses they, them pronouns.
Hey, I'm Mickey. I use they, them pronouns. I play Akiri, who uses any pronouns, all pronouns. Pick a pronoun, Achilles down.
My name is Chris. I use any pronouns. I play Sabrina, and she uses she, her pronouns.
Oh, I remember where we were last time.
Oh, do you? Else.
That makes one of us.
Hit us with it.
Well, Achilles had just bathed all of the children in literally every sauce to back up this whole slightly cockamamie bedbug plan.
Mm-hmm. No, fleas. Right?
Fleas for humans.
Lice.
So that's the thing that I remember us ending on. I think prior to that, we met the birds. What were they called?
The Murder of Crows.
That's the one, the Murder of Crows, who tormented everyone, and there were a whole bunch of bottles that sounded like people that they knew.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm only, like, slightly traumatized from that. Every time I look at crows now, I'm like, I don't trust them.
I mean, I can't say that I blame you, honestly. I don't know, did I forget anything else? It's been a couple of weeks, so I'm drawing a bit of a blank.
Some of the things we learned from the crows were something about the Hellbender Queen, but the Hitchhiker could come back. And then the hares used to be like us, is something that the crows said to us. And then I think we made some decisions, too, because sending people home. And then we said we were going to go to the well. That was the one thing I think we left off, was that we were going to the well first.
And, like, I remember Sabrina's having some really beautiful, like, character growth, and Achilles falling apart, and Jet, come back
to us. Sorry.
And Jet is still dead.
Yeah.
And is therefore, like, not really having any character growth.
Maybe he could come back. I don't know.
Maybe.
As I recall, the purpose of the well is to maybe the Hellbender Queen, she lives down there. Is that what we're getting at?
Oh,
something like that, right?
I think it's either, I don't remember whether that's what I decided.
I think that's what we decided, because we were like, should we do well or Hellbender Queen? And then we were like, okay, no less dose.
I think it was Hellbender Queen is one of the things. You had to solve the rabbit riddle. Was another thing. I think the well and the Hellbender Queen are two separate things, but they could be connected. And I think we had said that you were going to look at like an old map of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Map of the camp.
Mm-hmm. To find where the did well. It pop up at the map? I mean, I swear there was mention of it. Like we found it somewhere etched.
Oh, I think it was just in the calf cabin.
The staff cabin.
You say calf cabin like a cow?
Yeah.
Like calf as in cafeteria.
Oh, okay. I was like, the calf as in staff?
I just took it at face value because I was like, I've never been to camp. You meant calf.
So one of the things I had thought about that I thought could be kind of fun is I think obviously, you know, the group of counselors we've been following, you all kind of know about the Lindworm. You all kind of believe in this stuff. Like, this is kind of where you're at. But I had kind of pictured that there might be another group of counselors who are all skeptics. And they all think that there's like a perfectly logical explanation for the camp just randomly having an earthquake in the middle of a storm. And so, of course, to them, Achilles bathing all of the kids' heads in various sauces looks kind of bananas. So I think this is at
Kelly wouldn't notice or care.
Oh, I was gonna say this is when you're gonna get confronted by I had invented a guy. I think I used he, him pronouns, and I think his name was going to be Tad. And he is the sort of the biggest of the skeptics, as in he is large and imposing. I think he's the other lifeguard, like when Tad is on duty, Jet is off duty, and vice versa. And I think he kind of approaches the three of you as you're approaching the map and just kind of goes, "What the?" And he looks around to make sure none of the campers are listening. "Fuck. What are you doing with all this?" He looks around again. "Goddamn barbecue sauce."
It is obvious, no?
If it was, well, I wouldn't be coming over to talk to you.
Well, maybe you don't know shit about shit, okay? Ever think about that?
Sabrina is looking around to see if there are kids.
I like that both of our faces just went like, oh.
I heard some kids saying that they're going home. I've heard some people saying the parents are coming to be understanding at us. What? Is this because of the earthquake the other day? What is going on?
Look, Tim, the thing is, you definitely don't, like, I mean, what, are you upset that you didn't get, like, that manager position 2 summers ago? Look, you're not ready for it. Just because you're not calling the shots doesn't mean that you get to tell me what to do with my barbecue sauce. And just violently is shaking the barbecue sauce flying everywhere. You don't know shit about barbecue sauce!
Sabrina's gonna step in, and she's gonna grab a kiwi and fire her shoulders and kind of, like, reel it in a little bit. I think, Tad, what Akili is trying to say is that were you not informed? We decided to send the kids home. There's a lot of... Were you not informed? Wasn't there a meeting? Like, were you there?
No, I was at the meeting this morning. There was no mention of sending the kids home.
Did we forget to mention that we're sending the kids home?
I don't know, man. A lot of shit has gone down today.
Well, you see, it's not just the earthquake. Finger quotes. Jesus, finger quote. It's not just the earthquake, but also the constant, you know, missing children and the mysteriously broken beds. Like, doesn't that seem kind of strange to you? Don't you?
And Jet being dead now would be a big one, maybe. Tad,
the barbecue sauce, and just like starts throwing like more condiments that are coming out of pockets at the mention of Jet being dead.
I thought Jet went home. That's what the others have been saying. They couldn't hack it. They had to go, you know?
Nope.
As a matter of fact, they could hack it, but that's not why... That has nothing to do with this.
He was the most brave camp counselor we have, so, yeah.
I mean, bravest one who's not here any rate. Look, there's no...
Achilles will charge and attempt to take out at the waist using a shoulder, going like right through the gut.
Go for it.
Okay, Achilles kind of dodges and weaves in a very athletic way, like zigs Sean, zags Sabrina, and tries to land a shoulder right in Tad's stomach.
I think Tad goes down. The thicker you are, the harder you fall. And I think you do hear a bunch of gasps from the campers on the other side of the room. Just, you know, they're fighting.
Yeah.
One or two try to start a fight chant.
What does it sound like?
Just fight, fight, fight.
Achilles doesn't have the brass knuckles fight, at this fight, moment. Fight, and fight, is just going to start pummeling. Just punches to the face. Achilles' hands are bloody.
I think, yeah, Tad starts wrestling himself free, but also punching back and trying to get out. And it's just like, look, if we're doing this, we're doing this outside, away from the campers, like between punches.
Achilles would not stop.
I think, is anybody else going to intervene?
I'm going to do something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Sean's frustrated at Tad. And feels like now would be a really good time for the Lindworm to make themselves Ooh. Known, if we're okay with that.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Look around okay. and find out.
Okay, let's go. So I'm gonna invite the Lindworm.
All right.
Come on, friend.
That's a Joker. I don't think Jokers do anything. It is what? So diamonds and clubs. We're still in Act 2, I think, right? Or did we decide we're in Act 3 now? Okay.
Yeah, I think we're still Act
2. So we've got the 4 of clubs, the 7 of spades, and the 7 of clubs. So 4 of clubs. Blood trickling from the trees, inevitable slow pain, campers can't stop bleeding. Seven of clubs, secrets, old objects emerging from the undergrowth, campers saw the lindworm and won't talk about it. And the spades is, I take away everything that reminds you of your childhood and destroy the field setting element.
Blood?
I like the blood. Can I make a suggestion? Because I know it said that the campers can't stop bleeding.
Yeah.
Can we make it so that Tad also doesn't stop bleeding?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a...
I feel like there's too much justice in that.
Is there? Okay. I mean, that's fair. I know it just says campers, so...
I feel like this game hurts my heart and is also entertaining because there's not a whole lot of justice. Like, these are some great camp counselors and bad things just keep happening.
What if everybody can't stop bleeding? Also, does it hurt? I can't stop thinking about that. Does it hurt? Or is it just like, oh, I'm bleeding blood? Like,
I think that, you know.
I mean, I was going to say there is also blood trickling from the trees. It could be that the blood isn't actually coming from the campers. It's just like everywhere the campers go, there is blood. So maybe what breaks the fight up is that you hear campers screaming.
Ooh.
Because like one or two of them were outside under the trees and then it started sort of dripping blood on them.
Yeah, Killy would stop a fight if there was like a child that was screaming.
Yeah. And then what if, because it does say campers can't stop bleeding. What if they like wear like spots of blood dropped on them, then they started bleeding from those spots?
Ooh.
Or are like we just being like, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say like a paper cut almost.
Yeah.
That never quite heals up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says who. It asks the question who. So I'm like, all of them? Or is it just some of them? Is it just the ones who are near this tree? We do have a fucked up tree.
Probably near the tree.
Yeah, maybe a proximity thing.
Hmm.
Especially if we're going from the drip from the tree onto
campus. You know who's probably going to be the one of the people who's got it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Our boy Sid?
It's got to be Sid.
Poor Sid.
Oh, he's such an overflowing cicada.
I think that's going down. Like, that's you and Tad are both going to have shiners in the morning, but in the meantime, the fight breaks up because you do hear mostly Sid screaming at the top of
Do you know how many pathogens are spawned through blood? Oh my god, this is horrifying!
Oh, Sid.
Fuck. And I'm going to run over to see what's happening. So, Sean, when they get there, do they see, like, just blood from the trees?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's not like, I don't think it's like super like a pouring. I think it's like almost like it's raining.
Okay.
And it is just very clearly like blood. And I think it's just coming from like just different parts of the tree. It's kind of like the opposite of going under a tree because it's raining to get out of the rain. Now the rain is coming out of the tree.
Okay.
And as the kids are like wiping it off, like you're seeing like cuts kind of appearing along their arms. Very thin, very, very small, but still like, you know, tons of little cuts.
Yeah. I'm going to call out everybody, get away from the tree. Sid, come here. Come on, Sid.
Malaria, syphilis, leptospirosis, the Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease.
All of those things could happen, but we're going to head to the nurse's cabin and just help.
Okay, but nobody should touch each other.
Okay,
that's how you get viral hemorrhagic fever.
I agree. Let's not all, nobody touch each other right now. Okay.
Okay.
Lucinda, if you're there.
Yep, I'm on my way.
Okay.
Lucinda's like ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Like already charging off to the nurse's station. I think there is like another nurse already there, but she's just like, yep, duty calls.
Yeah. All right. This way, campers. I mean, may the enemies of Sean never meet a friend, but let's go.
Infections.
It's gonna be okay. I'm not gonna touch you. So let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta wear protective equipment. I don't even have any more hand sanitizer in these shorts.
It's okay.
By any chance, did Tad come out and witness this?
Yeah, I think Tad get went because of the running, because of the screaming.
And Sabrina's just kind of gonna gesture very broadly at the clearly bleeding tree. Tad, look at this. You cannot... Do you really not think that there's a reason to send the kids home at this point?
What, because of the sap coming out of the tree?
Well, maybe you should.
I don't know a lot about deer bones or what forest creatures eat, but I do know that that looks nothing like sap. That is blood red. It's the consistency of blood. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
yeah, Tad is just not buying it. Tad has one mode, and it is being skeptical all the time. He's worse than Scully in the X-Files. It's like, all right.
Maybe you just need a reminder of what blood tastes like. You need more blood, Tad.
I'm under the tree.
All right, you get your crazy Frenchman away from me. I'm going to go and organize the pickup.
I'm a French non-binary! And pushes Tad into the tree.
Yeah, Tad has definitely got cuts, but is just like, you know, wiping the blood off and is just going to walk out and just kind of like mutter obscenities as he does. Mostly when the campers aren't listening. If they do, like if a camper gets too close, it goes from like, and it's fucking fudging.
Fudge. May he never stop bleeding.
Such a gem. What a great character.
I was gonna say, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, as soon as the campers get picked up, like, the ones, if any of them got cut, and probably Tad as well, like, as soon as they leave, like, get, like, a couple miles away, the cuts are just gone. Like, they had never been there.
Ooh. Yeah. It's just being here in this space.
Hmm. I think we did say that some of the campers were leaving, but like the ones that we had created and named were probably not going to be able to get picked up. And I think some of the counselors are probably like pissed off that they're going to lose money if they go home. So they're going to like try and stick it through to the better end. Tad being among them, so we can, you know, pester him later.
Love it. Lucinda, what is your universal precautions for bloodborne pathogens exposure control plan? I don't think it's a puncture wound, but we do have broken skin.
So he just gets out like a bottle of, like rubbing alcohol and puts it down on the counter.
I don't know if this is according to OSHA standards.
Gets out another bottle.
Two bottles. Okay, I guess it is.
Takes a bottle.
I love that Lucinda's just like nacid.
I mean, she's probably dealt with Sid multiple times at this point.
I'm sure, like, on the daily.
Mm-hmm. And she's just kind of like, all right, look, kid. I get it. You're scared, but I got a job to do, and it isn't, you know, answer to Wikipedia. Does anybody else have anything for that scene, or do we want to do a different scene?
That was good.
That was fun. That was... much more violent than I was expecting it to be.
Getting there. Getting to the end.
All right.
Keely is building up to their final form as a murderer.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Or manslaughterer.
Or manslaughterer.
Could be accidental here.
We don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah. I just realized for like Achille, this is kind of like, you know, when you see a villain prequel or something. The Joker,
You know, I want to harken back to the comment you made earlier about how this game doesn't seem to have any clear sense of justice. I like the idea of things being ambiguous and maybe not having a happy ending for each of the characters. So,
yeah. I don't think we're quite at the act three point, but I think we're getting close.
What do we have to do to be in act three? Or like, what is...
I mean, so the objectives for act two are to allow emotional relationships and dynamics to explode in your faces, which I think we've done. Let minor characters die and mourn their deaths in turn. We've done that.
Check.
Terrify your friends, shaking them to the core and be terrified in turn. Ask questions about the setting and begin to answer them together. I think we could do more of that, but I think we're getting setting some stuff up. Don't save anything for later. Take pauses with flashbacks and engage with the strangeness. Obviously, we don't have to do all of them, but like those are things that we've done. Whereas Act 3 is resolve your interpersonal conflicts genuinely. Don't forget that your characters are wholly realized people, not just Lindgren fighters. Trim away the excess, leaving only the core of your story. Discover the themes that make your game tick. Do not fear death. Do not roleplay as the Lindworm and be the architects of your own game.
Hmm.
So, like, I think we're kind of in that, like, that weird liminal point between the two.
I think if we wrap up a few things, then we'll be ready for that low point where everything comes together.
Yeah, I think so. The Act 2 is called The Descent and Act 3 is The Abyss, so that also gives us some ideas.
Okay.
What should we do next?
Go to a well or find a hellacious person? Not a hellhound, it's a dog.
A hellbender?
Hellbender.
Do the well.
The well could be fun. I was going to say, I got two thoughts. One is, we've got the map on the table that we talked about. And the other is the roaming fen, I think is something we'd want to engage with. This is the old camp. So I was just picking that up. The roaming fen has two desires and two things that the camp still remembers that we can look at, just to kind of set that up. And maybe that'll spring some ideas for scene two. Two desires are rage, swallow, sob, embrace, or escape.
I really like rage.
Kind of do too.
Sweet. I'm looking up you said it's the fin or the fen? I'm trying to find
fen. F-E-N.
Oh, the roaming fen.
Yep. And I'm looking at, I do kind of like swallow, but I do a little bit like embrace.
Embrace would be a nice contrast to rage, I suppose.
Hmm.
Or like a raging embrace.
Yeah.
Achilles not murdering. Achilles is just having a raging embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also putting down a note that I think it could also swallow, but like as a last resort. Because I do like that, but I don't think it's a desire necessarily. I think it might be like a self-defense mechanism. And then two that the camp remembers, the old bunks, their wreckage slowly surfacing, the trees and their roots tangled in the mud, the campfire still burning in the water, the friendly land contact, bones clinging to the wind, your friends who left, now shadows among the tree, a part of yourself, thought abandoned, now returned, and a secret too painful to admit that you cannot keep running from.
Friend in the tree, Jonah.
Hmm.
What I was thinking.
Flashback, flash forward, do all the flash. Flash scenes. Because I want to see that. I want to see Sean with Jonah.
Oh, shit.
What words? What page?
Oh, I was looking at the actual thing.
It's also on roll 20 in the journal.
Yeah, it is on.
We have that. Wow. Thank you.
No, I'm right there with you.
Graham is so amazing and puts everything in there. So it makes it so easy.
I squander it like a fool. Okay. Thank you.
It's also in Uncanny. It's on page something. 24 of Uncanny.
Thank you.
Yep. So I do like the friends who left, now shadows among the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Secret too painful to admit feels like it could be really good, really fun, but I don't know if everybody's got one in mind or anybody's got one in mind. And the bunks, the old bunks might pair nicely with the fact that we've got some damaged bunks.
A wreckage slowly surfacing, yeah.
Mm. So those are ones that I'm pitching. Anybody?
I would like, you know, this is just, it's easier for me to think of what I want to see from other characters.
I'm recording. So,
what's that?
Perry just came over and asked who I'm talking to.
I love that your partner's like, hey, honey.
Okay.
Who are you talking to?
No.
I would love to hear from Sabrina if this is something like Sabrina is feeling as well. A secret too painful to admit that you can't keep running from.
I was afraid you would say that. Okay. So I was thinking, I was like, shit, if we have to have secrets, why did I create a void of a human being as a character? Okay, I'll do that. I will accept the challenge.
Yes. Yes.
If you're feeling it. If not, that's fine too.
I will accept the challenge. Challenge.
It's like, I just read that one and was like, Sabrina, just like when I saw the trees, I was like, I gotta do a Jonah Sean.
I mean, we could always put both down and then just kind of see which one comes naturally.
I just want everyone else's characters to be as utterly broken as mine is. I'm just going to drag you down.
That really makes sense. So that definitely makes sense.
You want, it is brokenness you shall receive.
There's so much broken.
I mean, that definitely like fits with the vibe we've got going so far. So I think, yeah, where do we find everyone? The blood tree thing. I think the tree is still bleeding. It's just nobody's going near it. I'm always picturing, like, I don't think it's like a velvet rope stanchion, but I feel like somebody's put like something around it to make sure that people don't go too close to the bleeding tree.
Is a stanchion like the thing at movie theaters that like...
Yes. But obviously I don't feel like that fits with the camp vibe, so it's probably just like sticks with rope around them. And I think, you know, the kids who have gone home have probably maybe gone home at this point. The other kids are probably off doing something with the counselors that are sticking around. Did y'all want to look at the map that we teased?
Yeah. Pull it out.
Yes.
Or go to where it is.
I think it was just like on the wall was what we talked about. Mm-hmm. Just kind of being like, you know, this is where the camp used to be. And obviously, like, I think a lot of it is in the woods, and I think some of it might be under the lake. I think our current camp is kind of, you know, like goes kind of like north to south on the eastern edge of the map. I'm kind of picturing that the old camp used to be like east to west at the northern edge.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
Because we've got our old fire pit kind of in that half. The field, mm-hmm. I think, was always the field. I think it's always kind of been there. The nurse's cabin, that would actually kind of make the nurse's cabin one of the oldest buildings in the camp, because I probably came from the old one.
Yeah.
And
the camp cat sleeps up there. So, like, how old is that camp cat?
Oh, yeah. I think there are like pictures along the walls of like old camp groups that came, and as you kind of go back, they get older and older, and it's like sequentially back through history, and the cat is always there. And you're like, that can't be the same cat. And you go and you're like, it just looks like the same cat.
Like, maybe it had babies.
Maybe.
And there's that spot that's there.
Guess.
Looks the same.
And yeah, I think as you're looking, you do find like one spot, I'm going to say probably somewhere in the woods, that looks like it could have been an old well. There's probably like one of the pictures was taken like next to the well, like all the campers and the camp counselors kind of standing next to this well. And it's like, I don't know, like black and white, real old picture.
I'm going to grab some paper and a pen and like quickly sketch out a very rough map of where we're trying to go. And, you know, it's always good to have a map of the location you're going to, just so we don't get lost, even though it seems straightforward.
It's in the forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to get lost.
Nope. I made a map. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Skeptical eyes.
I think Killy does still have a compass.
Yeah, I was going to say, Killy, like, turns over a compass just in their hand. Doesn't really say anything.
What became of the seemingly innocuous lantern that Jet had in their possession?
I assumed that Zay had strapped it to your backpack, so probably wherever your backpack is. I was content to say, like, y'all probably found just the backpack when Zay fell off the boat.
I think we did.
So you probably have it, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make... You don't know this, but Sabrina's going to make a mental note, and I'm saying it out loud so that Chris doesn't forget to get the lantern before we go on this adventure.
I was going to say, if you want justification, you could say that, like, you know, fill it with oil and you've got a secondary light source in case all the batteries die.
That's exactly why. Because logic.
Okay.
Yes.
Great minds think alike.
Picturing it's, like, early evening at this point.
Yeah, I'd say the logistics of getting all the campers who are leaving to leave is probably doing that. Sun's starting to set.
Do we want to go now? Do we want to solve this now?
I want to solve it. I just don't want to go back into the pool.
Yep. But are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I know I'm not going to be able to sleep, so might as well go now.
I feel like fair enough. Raises his eyebrows, like, kind of in curious agreement.
Note that Sabrina is kind of eyeing Akili with slight concern.
Also want to take this time to point out Achilles' regular moves are lash out at someone and injure them, intimidate someone with a sudden display of emotional intensity, and exert yourself past your limit.
But those are just regular for you.
Those are regular.
Just another Tuesday.
Anytime.
Everyone to know that, you know, like, wow, this Mickey person is playing it crazy.
My regular moves are so much more tame than that. I literally have let your lighthearted side slip.
I love the contrast.
Keep steady. Great. I'm down for it.
Let's go, I suppose.
Okay, she's ready. You ready?
Let me go grab something.
Okay.
And Serena's going to rush over to, I assume, if we put Jet's backpack in, maybe near their old bunk. I'm going to grab the lantern and some oil.
Okay.
And come back. Okay. Now I'm ready. Just in case.
Let's go. Let's go.
Like, looking at my map, like, okay, I think we go, like, that way. And we walk into the woods.
Chili will take up the rear and look behind. Barely off.
Sean's up front.
By default, I'm in the middle. Sabrina's in the middle.
So, I'm walking. Is it easy for me to find the well?
I would say I'm gonna... Let me take a look at the roaming fen moves as well.
Yeah.
You
do that, Graham.
I think it starts off easy, I think, but
okay.
Like as the sun starts to set and as the forest gets a little bit darker, there's like a mist that kind of rolls in off the creek, the Mudcastle Creek. And as it does, like the path gets harder and harder to see, and the ground starts to get a little bit muddy, a little bit harder to follow, harder to walk in. So it slows you down a little bit. It's not, you know, like every single footstep is you're losing your shoe, but it's like a little bit slick, a little bit slippery. You're kind of slipping and falling, and the shadows are starting to twist and stretch between the trees, and you're almost starting to see, like, it looks like cabins that burned or cabins that rotted away. And then when you try to look at them, there's nothing there. It's just, you know, like more forest. There's a tree over there. What you thought was like the upright beam of the frame of a cabin is actually just, you know, a branch.
Okay. Is everybody still doing okay back there? Sabrina?
Sabrina nods, even though Sean can't see it. She's too busy looking around cautiously.
Amazing. I guess Achille would just say, like, I mean, I think it's happening again, the forest, and I think I want to kill the forest. But yeah, that's about the same.
Okay. Good. Okay, killing the forest is not possible, Achille.
Well, you know, trees bleeding is impossible, but, you know, I'm just trying to keep our options open here at this point. Maybe we should just burn it all down.
You know, not the craziest thing you've said, so...
Merci, yeah. I feel like it's making some sense to me now, but I will follow you.
Yeah, we're gonna just keep going. I know we're moving slow, but we're gonna keep on trucking on, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out exactly. Oh, I think I've got an idea. Sorry, Sean, you're about to have a bad day.
That's okay.
I think
I'm up front.
Another one of those shadows that like you kind of see that like for a second you think it's like a bunk and it looks kind of like a bunk that you stayed in when you were a kid. Like identical, even though that building is still present and in the bunks, like among the bunks still present today. But you definitely see like a building that looks very familiar and there's like a shadowy figure that you definitely recognize. It's definitely a person that you know. It's definitely your friend, Jonah, who like you haven't seen, but like they don't stop. They don't like, you know, they just kind of flip between some trees. And then like, if they were running, you know, across, then there's just nobody there. There's no way that like they stopped and they just kind of aren't there anymore. But you see something glinting, like something that catches the light of your flashlight near where they disappeared.
Okay.
What is an item that reminds you of your past with Jonah?
Jonah and I, our favorite thing used to be going out on the lake, which is why I'm so attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something like, what would be like a small metal lake thing? Like a, not a fish hook because we didn't do a lot of fishing, but.
Mm.
A
thing popped into my head.
Tell me your thing.
A harmonica. You went out onto the lake to try and learn how to play the harmonic, but I don't think either of you ever got any good.
I love it.
But it was a place that you could practice without like annoying everyone.
Yeah. We'd go early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because in our bunk, there were other kids and we got yelled at so many times. That we decided that the lake would be a good place.
Because you were terrible at the harmonica.
Oh, awful. Sean doesn't know what they're doing. Like, harmonica takes skill. Sean is a gross motor person. They like to, you know, paddle. But more delicate movements, not so much.
I think maybe both of you tried to carve your initials into this one harmonica that you shared with mm-hmm. like a rock or something.
Yeah. We probably both tried to play it at the same time too. Like
maybe we'll be better if we do it together.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah. That's lying on the ground where you saw this very familiar shadow run past.
I'm going to go over to it. I'm going to lean down. Trying to be calm. I'm going to like push it with my hand, like, is it real? Like, it's actually there?
Yep, it's for real.
Okay, I pick it up. I stand up. I look around. Do I see that shadow anywhere else?
Nope, you're just standing in a clearing in a forest.
I would also like to add at this point, once everyone's down, when you picked up the harmonica, the party you were with disappeared. It's just you now. So, like, you don't see Sabrina. You don't see Achille.
Okay, cool.
The same physical space, but you don't see them.
Okay, cool. Shit. but I'm gonna... Sean's gonna be a little focused. A little, stuck on Jonah. Kind of having this harmonica bring up all those, like, sweet memories. And I'm gonna, like, run in a random direction where I think I might see them. So I don't know if, like, Achille and Sabrina still see Sean run, or if, like... But I'm gonna go run. Like, maybe towards the bunk.
I'm imagining that Achille and Sabrina see you sprinting.
Okay.
Yep. Like, to your eyes, it just looks like Sean walked over, picked something up that maybe is a rock for all you know, and then just ran.
Shit. Sabrina, you fast? Go get them.
Sabrina's just gonna start running after Sean. Like, wait, you have it. Did you find it? Are we close? Are we there?
Achille will run after
just shouting the whole way.
I imagine I don't hear anything either. So I'm gonna stop where I think like the bunk was. And I'm gonna like frantically look around, and I'm gonna take the harmonica and I'm gonna just like triangle, like play it, and like see if anything happens. Does anything happen if I play the harmonica?
Hey, I feel like no. I feel like just
I'm just stuck.
You know, you're still standing there, and like you're just kind of stuck. But I think you do actually find yourself. I'm kind of imagining you're like halfway between the well and the old fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's because you played the harmonica. I think you just kind of wound up there. And there are, in fact, like there is like four. If you didn't know what to look for, you would assume they were stumps. But they are like four foundational pillars of like an old bunk building. You do realize you are standing inside like the bones of an old like cabin.
I'm gonna like just start to like look around on the ground and like push dirt and leaves and stuff out of the way. I don't really know what I'm looking for, but I'm just like frantically searching for any hint of Jonah.
At this point, do Akili and Sabrina see the bunk bed? Do we see the foundations of this building? Do we see the harmonica?
I think you hear the harmonica.
I love that.
I think you could probably, like, as you get closer, I think you do see, like,
okay.
Suddenly Sean is holding a harmonica that they weren't previously holding.
Now they're digging in the dirt.
And I think you do, like, it does take you a second to realize that those aren't just, like, stumps that they're standing between, but, like, actually it does look like an old-ass, really rotty old building.
Kelly will just look at Sabrina now that they've, like, cut their breath a little. Like, I'm imagining they give, like, Sean some space now that they've stopped. Just be like, you see what I mean? If we just burned it down.
Oh no. Ah! If we just burned it down.
Not a bad idea, frankly.
The solution to all of our problems.
We heard you say, if you just burned it down.
Oh yeah, if we just burned this forest down, it would it would solve everything. We should just burn it.
Sabrina's gonna look between Sean, who's digging in the dirt, and Akili, who sounds delirious, for lack of a better word. Not a doctor. And she's just kind of gonna take a deep breath. Like, it's okay. Everything's okay. Akili's gonna be fine. Sean, they know what they're doing. And she's gonna drop to her knees and start digging around too, because obviously. Like, she's gonna shout back at Akili, like, we have to help. I think Sean found the whale. Maybe it's over here. We have to uncover it. Like, the
opening. Akili will just like
in the dirt.
Hold open the bottle that like the like big ass clunky beer bottle that they have tied around their neck and listen to it. Like, maybe there's more bottles. Before we burn this, we could find the bottles and we'll join you and just digging.
At this point, Sean's getting like crazy digging. There's now tears coming down their face. All they want to do is find more of Jonah. And they kind of like for a brief moment like remember that Jonah's gone and that Jonah's not coming back. And they look at the harmonica. And they're gonna just like chuck it in a as far as they can get it. And as they're chucking it, they're just gonna say, "Here's to hell. May the stay there be as fun as the way." And then, like, I don't know if I like then see my friends, but I'm imagining I'm still like on all fours. And maybe, like, all of a sudden I just see, like, Sabrina right in front of me after I throw the harmonica. Oh. Sorry.
So, did you... Is this not... This isn't the well? We're not digging for the well anymore?
No. Oh. Sorry.
I feel like they, was it doing it again? Was this place... Did you you look different in the eyes? They're very red and puffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
Yeah, I I think I'll be okay. I hate this place. And I think we're close to the well, maybe. I don't know. Sabrina, can I give you the map?
I'll do my best to get us there.
Thanks. I'm going to just, like, lay down in the dirt for, like, a minute. Like,
I think, like, Achille would like to lay beside you, too, and just, like, kind of be, like, not that helpful and just be, like, you know, it lies to you and it wants to make you feel hurt, but I think we have to remember that, you know, it's wood burns, you know, we got our friends and then we'll get out.
Well, we can get Jet back. I think that'll be enough for now.
I'm sorry it's hurting your feelings like this.
I think the longer you two lie there, the like deeper into the mud you sink. Like it's not like quicksand levels, but like you're making more of an impression on the mud than you would expect to in like just a couple minutes. I was also going to say maybe the harmonica clatters off of the well.
Ooh.
Like when Chun threw it.
Yes.
Physics of a harmonica falling at potentially rapid speed through the well be enough to create a sound through the instrument, or I'm not a scientist.
Is it like the only beautiful sound this harmonica has ever made?
I do kind of love that idea that it's just kind of like, and then it like clatters off of something that sounds like rocks. But of course, Sean was having too much of a moment to notice, and I don't know if anybody else did.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm going to like wipe like big lines of mud underneath my eyes like a warrior. And I'm like, okay, get up. There's like mud all over in my hair. You ready, Achille?
Oh, oui, yep.
Sabrina, who's still sitting kind of cross-legged on the ground, just filling with the map, studying it over while you two were having your heart-to-heart, is going to look up at the both of them and just kind of sigh to herself and get back up and lead the charge. We're going to go, and she looks at the map, this way? I mean, we're going this way. And she takes you back in the direction that Sean was originally leading everyone. I kind of imagine, for plot reasons, that we were walking in one direction, but this harmonica-fueled despair rage was like, that was, you threw it in the direction that we were originally walking. It's like we diverged off the path, but we're going to find our way back to the path because you threw the...
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Love it.
I like it.
We're going in the direction that the harmonica was thrown, but we don't know that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anybody heard it
cleaned
off of the well.
So let's see. I think we're coming up on a little over in an hour. So should we do the well at the beginning of the next episode? Or do you think we want to try? It is a ritual. It is one of the extra rituals that I've got.
So it might take a hot second. It's what we're...
It might take a minute, yeah. But we could at least bring everybody to the well.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Get to the well and then...
Maybe on the way, too.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, secrets.
Great. Okay.
Sabrina's leading us.
Sabrina is leading you. And I think that she is, not frantically, but not calmly at all, just frequently flitting eyes back up, map forest ahead, like the path is going to somehow change, even though they're not changing direction. And she's also going to try to look over her shoulder every once in a while because Sean and Achille are acting weird. They're being weird right now. And she's worried about that. And all of this flitting around, you know how your mind kind of like makes up the space that you can't see when your eyes move too fast? I think in this constant looking around, she's going to start to see a shadowy looking like figure. I'm kind of imagining sort of like what Sean was seeing flitting around the forest. That's happening to Sabrina now. She's seeing a figure flit from tree to tree, and she's going to kind of squint. I can't let the forest make me crazy too. I have to stay strong for the group. and she's going to keep walking forward.
Do we notice any, like, change in Sabrina's, like, walking, or is she steady?
I'd say that the very first time she sees it, it's like, okay, fine, animals, whatever. But the second time, it very distinctly looks like a person, kind of like a little girl. And she stops for a moment, but keeps going.
John bumps into her back and then, like, casually just grabs, like, the back of whatever shirt she's wearing as a, like, I'm still behind you, and I'm gonna just keep holding on to the back of Sabrina's shirt as we walk.
When you grab her shirt and squeezes her eyes shut for a second and shakes it off. Like, that was a really weird reaction. You've never seen her react like that to being touched. So.
Look, I know I'm fucking crazy right now, but are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You notice her voice is less shaky than usual, but it doesn't exactly sound like she's less nervous than she usually is. More like sad. Or pensive.
Okay. What's going on? I'm gonna, like, pull your shirt so that you, like, turn around. The face of Keely and I. I'm gonna stand there, like, arms crossed.
My cartoony brain is picturing you just, like, pick her up by her shirt, turn her around, and put her down.
Did she, the map she's holding, like, in front of her face, the whole 180 happens, and she, the map is still where it was in front of her face. She kind of, like, shifts her eyes up to look at, well, not at, I think she's really tall. I think she looks down at you. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
I know I just had a moment, but I still know you. And I know this is not normal you. And the Force is doing weird shit, so we should talk about it. I'm going to use a strong move. And I'm going to confront something that everyone else has been avoiding. And I'm going to say, look, we're all seeing things that are affecting us out here right now. I'm seeing dead people, and that's crazy. I lost you both for a second. So Sabrina, if there's something that you are seeing, don't keep it inside. Tell us.
I think I'm also seeing dead people, but it's so important.
It is important.
Who did you see? It's very important.
No, I don't really remember her name. It feels like a weird dream, but I know it happened. Something changed that day, I think. She kind of stares off at nothing in particular. Still kind of seeing the shadowy figure jump about, but she's not even following it at this point. Trying to process this long buried memory.
Do you remember what happened? Sometimes names are not as important as what happened.
I think you both know this too. I think this camp has always been wrong. There's always been something wrong here. I remember I used to be a camper. We all used to be campers. But for me, it seems like it was so, so recent. It was a few years ago. It was my first year here, and there was a girl. She and I were really close. And she kind of shuts her eyes and flinches. I imagine maybe they're like a twig, like a bird landed on a branch somewhere behind us. And the sound alone, no matter how light it was, kind of makes her flinch. As she was recalling this memory. I remember the sound of crunching leaves, and I remember it being dark. And I remember a voice calling out in the forest, and I think I grabbed her hand, I led her inside, and when the ground started creeping up the branches, the vines, I don't know what it was. I just remember the rustling, and they started grabbing us both. And all I remember is that I left her there. She couldn't get out, and I just left her there. Made it back to camp. Kind of shuts her eyes and starts like silently crying to herself.
I think that is what's so heavy about the forest. It makes you think that you're responsible for the bad things it does. You are no more responsible for killing your friends than we are for losing ours.
I've spent every day since then trying to make up for. I just want everyone to be safe. I can't afford to lose anybody again. I don't want to be responsible for it.
John's just gonna hug Sabrina. And I imagine, like, reach back and, like, grab a Keely and pull them in, too. So we're all just there. Hugging and crying. I imagine Sean's definitely crying.
Achilles is vacant, but also will pull out the compass and hand it to Sabrina and just say, I think we would use this better than I will. You can make sure nobody gets lost again.
Kind of holds out her hand, sniffling, and looks at it and keeps crying even harder.
So. I was going to say, one of the moves for the roaming Fen is to crash against them with a whelming wave, and I feel like we got a whelming wave of emotion.
It's the very whelming wave.
Figuratively, not literally.
It's very whelming.
Very whelming.
Oh, I'm well.
And I kind of think that, like, with that, like, as this kind of moment happens, the mists that were kind of creeping around your ankles kind of roll out, almost like a wave or the tide kind of ebbing as it sneaks out, and then you kind of realize almost with a start that you have just been standing next to the well for the last like 10 minutes. And the mist kind of had a little bit obscured it, but you're there.
Boom.
The thought of ending on the scene, like, imagine cinematography wise, like,
yep.
They're hugging, they're crying, the mist is dissipating, and slowly the well out of focus behind them comes into view, fade to black, and scene.
Director's cut.
I think in my mind, it also kind of like, you know, the well fades into view and then the camera kind of like pans down. And that's where we see the harmonica just kind of like sinking into the mud after the mist had receded.
All the visuals. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, man.
You had goosebumps multiple times.
That was good.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to The Role Less Taken Campfire. This has been Chris as Sabrina, M as Sean, Mickey as Achille, and Graham as Jet. We've been playing Sleepaway by J Dragon of Possum Creek Games, with some elements from the Uncanny expansion, also by J Dragon. You can find more info on the game in the show notes. You can also find us on Twitter at Role Less Taken, Instagram at The Role Less Taken, and Facebook at The Role Less Taken. That's Role with an E, folks. Please rate and review us on Podchaser and iTunes, and don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Tune in for our next episode. Thanks again for listening, and watch out for the Lindworm.